that tonight when you hit the buzzer and you're off into la-la land in terms of your sleep pattern. How is it? How would you describe your sleep pattern? Is it wonderful? Is it strong? Do you go out and you have a good night's sleep and you wake up in the morning and say, wow, what a great night's sleep. I'm ready to go.
Let's get started.
Not enough, I know. Today is the second day of Rosh Hashanah. What did we say the year was, 5764 or something?
As a Jewish friend of mine last night, because they were trying to get home and the Long Island Railroad went down,
really?
They said, Russia Homa.
Russia. That's very good. Yeah. All right, so Rosh Hashanah going on. I want to know, my question of the day, we all have different questions. Roberto, you can pose a question. Kenny's got a question. He's just posted it on Facebook. We'll get to that in a second. My question is, does yoga work for plus-size people?
Sure it does.
Does it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Works for everybody.
Works for everybody. How does it work?
How does it work?
Yeah. How does it work on you? You, obviously, I have never been to a yoga class. I'm very physically conscious and interested in my body. There's something about yoga that I have not been able to wrap myself around.
What yoga does is it focuses you on how your body feels, and it focuses you. I know Jay Kumar, who's on our show every once in a while, talks about the breath.
Yes.
It focuses
on
the breath. It absolutely relaxes you. At the same time, it's a heck of a workout, depending on what level you do it. I mean, I do a restorative yoga class, which is a very gentle class.
You go to that hot yoga?
No, I don't do hot yoga.
Hot yoga.
I do gentle yoga. Mm-hmm. I do Ivangar yoga. I do Hatha yoga. It's different types of yoga, depending on how energetic I feel that day.
Yeah.
But it is an absolutely incredible discipline. And the good thing about it is that it's not as rough on your joints as, let's say, running would be,
yeah,
or a typical cardio workout would be, mm-hmm, or even, you know, some strength training would be. People who have problems with their joints, with their, let's say, their shoulders or their knees or something like that, and a lot of times heavier people do have problems with their lower extremities.
Yeah.
Yoga is a marvelous, marvelous discipline. It has changed my life, let's put it that way.
And your life could use a little change.
It could use a lot of change in my life.
Sorry, I couldn't resist that. Just because I know. 10 past the hour. Speaking of what I know, or what I don't know what the Queen of Cheap deals are for today. But in about 8 minutes or so, Roberta will regale us with all kinds of ways for fun Friday savings, including,
we got deals from Dollar General, we got deals from Cafe Bustelo, we have deals from Old Navy, from Gap, and we're telling you about Grandparents' Day coming up this Sunday and what you can do.
If you want to be big, you got to think big. So Roberta does a great job at bringing us big savings, big deals, the Queen of Cheap. Only get it here on the Doug Steffen Today program. Ken Kessler is here. All right, so Kenny, we were talking about questions. Everybody's got a question. I asked my question about yoga. What's your question? You posted at Facebook.
Well, full disclosure, I stole this from Twitter. Describe your love life in a movie title.
Describe your love life in a... in a movie title that is a movie that's been released.
Yeah, right.
In a movie title.
I put on there, for me, it used to be Intolerable Cruelty, but now It's a Wonderful Life.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay, what popped into my mind was Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Good for you, Roberta. What about you? 888-302-3684. I know there's somebody listening right now who would be very interested to hear how I would describe my love life in a movie title. And I don't know, honestly, nothing pops into my mind at the moment that I actually want to use on the air.
Yeah.
But maybe I might think about it a little bit. At any rate.
Gone in 60 seconds.
Yeah.
Here's some suggestions.
Very cute, Michael. No, I don't think.
Thank you, Michael. You made my morning with that.
I do not think she would. I might say that about her, but I don't know that I'd say it about me. No, she'd say it about me. Anyway, it depends on your reference, in a sense.
Maybe that's why she left.
888. No, but thanks for the suggestion, Roberta. 888-302-3684. The Obama administration's trying a last-ditch effort to try to continue to get people to support military action in Syria. They are failing miserably at it. And as somebody, without making this political, who voted for Obama, what do you think of this move and the way it's being presented, Roberta?
Well, I'm going to quote what somebody said, a friend of mine posted on their Facebook page the other day, which I have to really say that I'm 100% in favor of and agreement with. He said, how come when it comes to improving education, there's always not enough money, yet when it comes to going to war, suddenly there's billions of dollars available?
Yep. That's the hypocrisy.
Excellent question.
Yep.
Hypocrisy.
I said, yep, you're absolutely right.
This kind of leadership. 888-302-3684. The poisonous gas that we're talking about that they have used in Syria is called sarin, S-A-R-I-N. And apparently they've been doing a lot of testing of this. The present sample of material has three numbers in it, 91-125-81. This sort of brings me around also to wondering, remember Edward Teller, who was the guy that basically was responsible for the hydrogen bomb, and his life ended, he said, when it was used the first time. Mm-hmm. Never did he think it would be used for what it was used for, but what did you think it was going to be used for?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you think it was going to be used for anything other than destruction? It's what it is. It destroys. Now, you could say, well, in terms of nuclear technology, look at all the good that's come from nuclear electric plants. Well, yeah, okay. A lot of cheap electricity, but then there has been, what do we do with the stuff after it's used? Which is a big problem. Not exactly 100% safe, according to some, although I challenge you, other than Three Mile Island in our country and the situation in Japan and Chernobyl, when you consider the number of these plants that are around, how many real failures have there been? And because there's such a different way of building them and operating them, Chernobyl was, I mean, it's laughable how poorly they built that. And so what they got is what they deserved, in a sense, not the people who lived around it in Kiev, but certainly the outtake of that is it was they knew how dangerous it was and they didn't take the precautions, and so they built something that was designed to fail. Not so at Three Mile Island, and there wasn't really a fit. I mean, when you consider all the hoopla that came after Three Mile Island, and you really understand that it wasn't anything that was a it was a news media fiasco. That's all it was. Japan, different story, of course. But then, you know, you look at that stuff and. And you, the reason I bring it up is because whoever came up with sarin gas or any of these horrible gases, Agent Orange, these things that are just nothing but destructive and killing. And then you think, okay, I know a lot of people's minds go into, okay, if there's a God, how is it that God thinks this is okay? Remember, the God force is in all of us. And there is some of it, whatever it is, doesn't make any difference what your philosophy of life is, I don't think. There's a perfection that goes with that godlike understanding, but yet we don't understand it because our minds just can't comprehend. So we can easily say, well, it doesn't make any sense, or there is no God. Nah, you can argue that if you want to. There's got to be something that's behind what we see. I'm looking at a beautiful blue sky, for which I am so thankful. Beautiful green trees, beautiful cows in my pasture, a beautiful farm, a beautiful life. Those are things to be thankful for. Is everything in my life perfect? No. Thus the aforementioned reference to my love life. But, you know, nothing is perfect. There are different, but yet it is, because there are different degrees of perfection. And so, I'm very philosophical, because I don't think anybody's really has gone down the street of philosophy when it comes to involving us in Syria or any of the other stuff over there. The ramifications of it are profound. And these people are so stupid. They have no clue. Whatever it takes to get into office so they can have power and control, that's what they do. And then when they get there, they don't know what to do. And this, especially this group, has such terrible advisors. All right, I'm off on a rant, and I'm going to stop. But it just going into Syria, regardless of the sarin gas that we found there and what's been used, is mindless stupidity. And there are those who say we have to protect the innocent. Yes, we do. This isn't the way to do it. The way to do it is to get rid of Assad. You're not going to get rid of Assad by bombing a bunch of military targets. Does anybody disagree with that?
Mm.
How do you? You're not going to get rid of Assad by bombing a bunch of. You send in the team to get rid of Osama bin Laden. You want to get rid of Assad? That's how you get rid of him.
Mm.
You don't bomb some of the bases and kill a lot of innocent people.
Isn't that what the CIA used to do many, many years ago?
Yep. Sure did. Yep.
Some problems with
George
that.
Bush, the father, put an end to that. And he was the CIA guy, which is kind of interesting. Yeah, he was the CIA director. Anyway, it's 17 after Roberta's report coming up in a minute here on Good Day.
Football is back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snack. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
Many people who switch their car insurance to GEICO for the savings end up staying for the excellent customer service. That's why GEICO works very hard to make sure every customer is satisfied. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is 97%. And the 3% who aren't satisfied? Well, there's just no pleasing some people. But we're working on it.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Bessica.
Wow.
Perhaps we have a stronger focus on fun Friday freebies, Roberta.
Yes, we do. And coffee, you say coffee. It's early in the morning. Free coffee. Get a free sample of Caffè Bustelo. This is really strong coffee, people. You could use it to remove wallpaper. You could use it to unclog toilets. You could use it to wake you up in the morning.
Great.
Caffè Bustelo. Get a free sample. Dollar General, we have a coupon for you.
How do you get the free sample? What do you have to do?
Usually you go into the Facebook pages and you fill something out and they give you free samples.
All right, okay.
I get all sorts of free samples because whenever I put these in, I always fill one out for myself. So I get stuff in the mail all the time. Dollar General, if you love shopping there, we've got a coupon for you. Take $5 off your purchase of $30 or more. Now, this is only on Saturday, and you could either do it online or in the store. So it's a double whopper of a coupon. Old Navy has a great deal going on, and so does Gap this weekend. You get 25% off adult styles at Old Navy, plus a offer to spend $50 or more, get free shipping. And Gap, get 30% off all men's and women's style. Plus, again, you get free shipping after $50. So we have the special coupon codes for you to do this. The good thing with ordering at these stores online is that you can bring it back to any brick-and-mortar store. So you don't have to go through the problem of, like, packaging it up and mailing it back to the post office and all that. And Grandparents' Day is this Sunday, September 8th. But don't buy a card. Have the kids make one. And they have we have a link to a great website where kids can just download their own stuff onto the computer. Make a card with it, write their own stuff, and have a really attractive card for Grandma and Grandpa.
Isn't that sweet, Roberta?
Yeah.
So sweet. Check them out. There's a big box for the Queen of Cheap on the homepage at DougStephan.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Snake. Who might that be? I suppose we could look around and find any number of people that would fit into that category. It's been a bad week for kidnappers. First, Ariel Castro hangs himself in his cell. End of him. And then John Esposito. How many people remember John Esposito? This would have been a good 2020 News Quiz question, except I thought it was a little bit morbid. Esposito is the guy convicted for holding that 10-year-old girl captive back in the 1990s. Sadly, he was found dead in his prison cell this week, too. 64-year-old discovered, according to prison officials, unresponsive. Limbaugh calls it assuming room temperature. Same thing. He was in the prison in Ossining, New York, serving 15 years to life for kidnapping Katie Beers, hiding her under his home on Long Island for 17 days. His death is under investigation. Wow. Ms. Beers is now married, has two children, works in insurance in Pennsylvania. I remember this case, Roberta, because it attracted a lot of attention when revelations surfaced while she was still missing that she had suffered years of neglect from her mother and been assaulted by her godmother's husband since the age of 5.
Oof.
How do people do this to their children?
It's just unbelievable.
How do people do this?
Unbelievable.
After she was rescued, she was put into foster care. Katie Beers. So her kidnapper finds his just reward. You got to wonder sometimes. There's a sort of system of justice in prison, behind prison walls. And you always wonder whether these people, whether it's Castro or Esposito or anybody else that gets it, do they get it? And are these people that are behind bars that good at covering it up? Or do the guards become complicit?
Complicit.
Yeah. There are a lot of people. I mean, what was that show? Is that still on Prison Break? Is that still on TV?
No, that ended.
They did.
It ended a while back.
Right.
Yeah.
Wasn't that? That was sort of a story that was about those inside trying to get out. But I always wondered, I only saw one or two episodes of it. Did they keep getting out and they kept caught and then they went back in again? What was the story with that show? Anybody watch it?
No.
I didn't watch it.
All right. Well, so then I better ask another question. How's everybody doing today? 888 302-3684. Kenny, back to your post on Facebook. What have you posted? I think what we asked was, how would you describe your love life in a movie title?
Right. Garrett says, Alien versus Predator.
That's terrible.
Mike says, Psycho. Kevin says, As Good as It Gets.
Ah, wonderful. Good for him.
And Lee says, Apocalypse Now.
Really? I wonder if mine might be Fatal Attraction.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm convinced that it's... Well, never mind. I don't want to. But heavy stuff, that kind of stuff, it's heavy stuff. It really is. There's a lot of things. All right, so it's Friday. We need to lighten things up a little bit. I won't promise that that'll be 100% the case. I actually want to go into the Common Core curriculum conflict that developed this week. A lot of discussion about that, so we'll follow up on it in a few minutes, plus TV in the next half hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Why is your cat not using the litter box? One of the most common questions I get asked. If you notice your cat stopped using the litter box, the first thing you want to do is have your cat checked by your veterinarian. Could be urinary tract infection, kidney issues, even diabetes or other physical problems. Even arthritis can stop the cat from using the litter box. Try a different litter and clean more frequently. Some cats are fastidious about the litter box that they use. Add another box if you have multiple cats in the household and thoroughly clean the areas that have been soiled by your cat. Where those mistakes took place, the best way to do that is use a good odor neutralizer available on the market. Also, keep an eye out for other critters. Very often what happens, if the cat that's using the litter box consistently stops, it may be that there's a stray cat outside or possum outside or raccoon outside, and the cat feels the need to claim territory, and one of the ways cats claim territory is simply by marking around the house. So first thing you want to do is check with the vet, make sure there's no physical reason, clean up the areas, and I promise you, your cat will go back to the litter box all morning next time.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, Bob, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Different times in the morning. A lot of people carry this program what they call early morning hours, some in morning drive, some in mid or late morning. And then there are those like folks listening in Guam on K57 that are hearing us in the evening. It's all Doug all the time. You can get this program live for 6 hours a day from 4 in the morning until 10 Eastern time, or you can have it delivered to you on a plate, on a platter. Go to the listen box at DougStephan.com. Archives are there, not only at DougStephan.com, but RadioAmerica.org, at CRNTalk.com, TalkStreamLive.com, GCNLive.com. And so the podcasts continue. TuneIn Radio, good place to go to, TuneInRadio.com. I like Stitcher.com, where there are a lot of talk radio programs, the Android and iPhone feeds from TuneIn Radio. It's very easy to find this material. If you listen to a little of it and you want a little more later on, that's easy enough to do as well. So help yourself. Thank you. We are a public service here on the Good Day program, and one of the things that I like to do is put perspectives on things. One of the big stories this week is the continuing controversy about the Common Core curriculum. Mm-hmm. I want to get to that in just a minute. I was just mentioning it was the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli is here, and Ken Kessler is here. Jennifer won't be back until the week of the 20th. She's involved in another assignment. And Richie is recuperating from another one of his treatments this week. He'll probably be around. He said he might even be in later today, but back again next week for those of you who like listening to him and his overview of some of the things that we talk about here. I was coming across, you know that I'm a big fan of Dale Carnegie. I'm doing a lot of reading now in my life. And Dale Carnegie is somebody that continues to come forth because of, maybe I'd use the word sweet, the sweetness, the application, relativity of the things that he presented. One of the things that he wrote about was our name. Your name, my name, the power in a person's name. My given name is Dudley. I've used that a lot more recently because of Meredith thinking that it was I was Dudley, and Roberta's known me as Dudley, and Kenny, I mean, you have, because I'll say from time to time my given name is Dudley. Doug came out of a need when I was in college for people to come up with a nickname, and because my name is Dudley, they tried Doug, and Dud became Doug, and yada yada. So I'm thinking about how much we use names or don't. How many of you use names in an email?
What do you mean names in an email?
How many, when you're writing an email to somebody, other than the header across the top to whatever the person's email handle is, do you refer to them, Dudley, do you have some interest in doing something tonight? Or Roberta, what are you cooking for dinner tonight? No, it's the shortest sentence possible. What's for dinner?
I don't even sign my name. I put like just an R at the end of it.
Yeah, I don't even sign my name now that I think about it at all.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't use people's names in email. We don't use them much in person. We don't. When the person in the restaurant comes up to you and says, I'm your server, Fred, and I'll be taking care of you tonight. I think that's. I don't. What do you? Of course, you're going to take care of us. I don't need you to tell me that. I'm happy to know your name is Fred, but do you usually refer to him as Fred?
Well, I think they say that because sometimes, you know, when you go into a restaurant, somebody brings you water, somebody brings you bread, the person seats you, somebody else takes your drink order. It's like, okay, who do I call if I need something or have an issue? So that's why they identify themselves. Okay, I'm your main server. I'm the one, you know, if you have an issue, please let me know. If you have a question,
did you do that when you were working in your family restaurant?
No, I'm Roberta.
I'm here to serve you.
That was before those days.
How did those days develop?
People really didn't give their names. I don't know, maybe 25 years ago they started doing it.
The world is becoming a massive collection of friends on Facebook.
Mm.
And do we, my point here is to sort of encourage you to use a person's name. I think you get attention better if you say, Dudley, can you do this? Or Roberta, can you do this? Or Kenny, can you do this? Or Richie, can you do this? Or whomever. Rather than just, hey, get this done. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's all the point I was trying to make. Hope I made it. Well, the adoption of Common Core curriculum drawing closer. Critics on both sides are attacking the efforts. National standards envisioned as voluntary, but no. Now the people in Washington say, we've got to have people do this. We've got to fix the No Child Left Behind.
Yeah, by getting rid of it.
Yeah, let's spend another bunch of money and screw up even more. So if you're not familiar with this controversy as it has continued this week, I thought I'd present to you at least one point of view, if we have time, maybe two, from a radio host that Kenny monitors as he puts together some of the ideas that we discuss here on the program. This comes from a program hosted by two people named Pat Campbell and Eddie Huff. And they talk about how far-reaching, if you're a parent and you have a child in school, and you don't know what's going on, here's a fairly focused warning for you. Okay? Maybe we don't have that. Okay, let's...
Well, that was interesting.
Obviously, they have no opinion. Let's do
take two on this, because sometimes, you know, my communication, I might say, let's do this, and then I don't get it. So now we have found Mr. Campbell and Mr. Huff, so let them huff and puff away.
The Pat Campbell Show.
Eddie, I want to change gears here, get away from Syria for a few minutes. Last night, my baby... My youngest child, 10 years old, just starting fifth grade, brought some material home. She showed it to Mom, and Mom said, take it to Dad. Okay, so I immediately took it, I copied it, and I posted it on Facebook. It's about Common Core, Eddie. Oh, this is going to be so great. It's going to be so great. Now, here's what's funny. When I posted this, okay, obviously, I guess it's an admission that my child's in a public school, and a couple of people were, what are you going to do? Got to get your kid out of there. The implication being that if I put her in a public or a private school, or better yet, homeschooler, she'll be safe from Janet Barisi and her henchmen, okay, her lieutenants. And I'm there like, you guys don't get it. You guys don't get it. You know, when we went to this Common Core conference, and Barisi was there, I explained to everybody because there were grandparents there whose grandkids are in private schools, and they think they're safe.
Yeah.
You're not. Common Core is already in the private schools, and it's all tied in with, you know, the textbooks, and there's federal monies involved with that. The homeschoolers are not immune from this either. You're going to have to get on board with the Common Core standards, or your child is not going to be able to take and get a good grade on the SAT or the ACT, because those tests are being rewritten as we speak to include Common Core guidelines. And if your kid doesn't know them, they're screwed.
Well, here's the other thing to me that, in a way, offends me on behalf of you and your family, that it insinuates that you're not capable of putting the things into your child to develop a worldview opposed to what Common Core is trying to. And this is, again, my issue with people pulling their kids out of public school and thinking that they're safe. Yeah. As you said, if you're not going after the enemy, what will happen? The enemy
only,
will come after you.
The only thing, they want your children. That's the bottom line. They want your children. The only thing that we can do is collectively turn this around. Get rid of Common Core. Common Core has to go.
Right.
Okay. Well, anyways, let me share. Here's, and this is just the first one, and again, keep in mind, she's in fifth grade. These are three key ideas for parents about the Common Core. Okay. The Common Core emphasizes critical thinking. Okay, well, that sounds, I'm on board with that. We need more critical thinkers, don't you think? It requires students to analyze more, discuss more, evaluate more, justify more, and explain their thinking and understanding deeply, especially in writing. The takeaway is really thinking deeply is hard. Let it be hard. Let your child talk about it.
Okay. Here's what I'm waiting for. A child to think very deeply and communicate clearly how this curriculum sucks. That's what I'm waiting for. And then what will they say? Well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You can't throw me out. You can't. You asked me to
think deeply.
Communicate deeply and express myself, and I'm expressing myself.
Yeah. I can take this. I liked what they had to say, and we can take it apart any number of ways. When does it stop? When does the government stop inveigling itself into every fiber of your body, the fabric of our lives? Is there no common sense? Doesn't anybody think that they, well, the period, end of story, end of sentence. Doesn't anybody think? How does this work for you and your child? And I mean, how many different other pieces of the pie are there, whether it's Syria, whether it's who to vote for, Anthony Weiner getting into it in a deli in New York. Mm. What's the local read on that, Roberta?
They're just laughing at the whole thing.
The guy's laughable, but yet he's been given a certain amount of credibility by all the attention given to him by the news media, right?
Yep, that's true.
That's kind of what's happened here. So, anyway, I'm just interested in having you think. I don't want thinking to be a lost art. That's why it's important, as well as to have a good time on Good Day. It's 16 before the hour.
Running. Are you really going to drive store to store for back to school? Office Max has your list covered K to college with over 2,800 supplies in store. Save big on dozens of Max Value basics under a dollar and find weekly penny deals on even more. Office Max, the hot deals start here. Restrictions apply.
Attention roofing contractors and homeowners. The Home Depot is running a special on shingles from GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer. Buy a pallet or more of in-stock Timberline or Royal Sovereign shingles and get 15% off the everyday shelf price. Just visit your local Home Depot between September 5th and September 15th and save 15% on GAF Advanced Protection Shingles, the preferred brand of professional contractors. GAF and the Home Depot, the best choice for roof systems and accessories.
Football is back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
Because you've booked with Booking.com, you, freedom lover, are on the road and carefree. You're not worried that dealership billboards spoil beautiful views or that the fresh, cool breeze gives you a mouthful of fumes. No, because you know in just a few more miles, you'll be free to rock around in the perfect Booking hotel, treehouse, or rustic cottage of your dreams. Thanks to Planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.yeah!
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Sears Auto Center offers complete car care. But did you know we also carry convenience? We've got online scheduling, weekend appointments, and convenient deals, too. Right now, save up to $70 on road handler tires. Get $100 in Shop Your Way points. And we'll check your alignment, battery, and more for free. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete auto care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Offer ends 9/21. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at ShopYourWay.com. See store for details.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. All right, let me begin our discussion. This is nominally Jennifer's job, nominally and in name, even though I butt in every once in a while. There are other things beside television that play into what goes on in the entertainment medium, and I just sort of wanted to spend a minute on radio. For those of you who think radio is dead or dying, the best example I can come up with that that's not the case is what happened at a radio station in Alabama this week. I was talking about this, I think, on Tuesday. Radio station WMUS, the fellow who owns the station, was changing the format of the station. So decided to create a little buzz for his format flip, and he started on the air telling his listeners that he believed aliens were invading the community. There were lots of people in the community and around the country who paid attention to this. The reaction from listeners forced him to end the stunt and explain to the community that there were no aliens. It closed the school system down. The police were getting calls. It was really pretty interesting. The execution of the idea was well done. He got lots of attention, but he had to stop doing it because it was negative attention. But in the old days of radio, Roberta, we didn't care whether it was negative or positive. We just did stuff like that and had a good time doing it. Anyway, I thought I would acknowledge that and underscore the fact that radio lives, and it lives wonderfully well in examples like that. Jennifer Lopez says she's excited to return to American Idol after a year off. She said, quote, "I love this show. Glad to be back." A press conference held yesterday with Keith Urban and Harry Connick Jr. as to why she sat out last season. She said, "Last year I went off, toured the whole world for the first time. Wasn't the easiest thing to fit into a season of Idol, but I love it so much I missed it. I decided I would come back." And we all know that Mariah Carey and Nicki Minaj were a disaster last season anyway, so it's good that she's back. ABC this week announced the cast for Dancing with the Stars, Roberta. Teams include Snooki, Sasha Farber, Valerie Harper, Tristan McManus, Elizabeth Berkley, let's see here, Amber Riley from Glee, Derek Huff. Isn't he a football player? Derek Huff?
Oh.
I think he is.
Derek Huff? I thought he was one of the dancers.
Yeah, but isn't he... who's the... There's an NFL star. I guess... Oh, that's the... this guy Johnson. Okay, I got it. Anyway, lots of people. I'm looking for some familiar names in here, and I think I've gotten to all of them. This is season 17 of Dancing with the Stars. Imagine that thing's
on. 17?
Yeah. Wow. It's 51 after.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Friday, it must be time to travel. Tom Parsons is here with first-class information about travel bargains, last-minute deals, that sort of thing, which are popping up now that we're out of the summer season just a week, and deals are popping up here, there, and everywhere. So Tom's going to underscore how you, as a listener to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, can benefit in just a moment here on Good Day.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Book a room and stay between August 15th and September 30th this year and save 10, 15, or even 20%. The longer you stay, the more you save. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
Football season is here at last, and Walmart has low prices on everything you need for the perfect game-time party, like TGIF Honey Barbecue Chicken Bites, Wishbone Italian Dressing, great for marinating chicken, delicious Red Baron Classic Crust Pizzas, and more. Not to mention Walmart's low price guarantee backed by AdMatch. So keep score of your savings and keep your party going strong all season long. Save money, live better. Walmart. Walmart stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Again, Tom Parsons from bestfares.com is here. He's underscoring some of the deals. There's first-class fares that have fallen. If you like to travel first class, you may be able to find your reach into it easier. And then there are these last-minute deals. Tom and I were just talking about if I wanted to go to Los Angeles this afternoon, I could do it for $243. Been a while since I've been able to do that. That's a winter affair. But not something you would normally see this time of year. So why is it that dramatic after Labor Day, the availability of seats?
Well, that, and I mean, think about every when family travels in session, folks. Summer, kids are out of school. Thanksgiving, kids are out of school. And Christmas and New Year's and spring break. You're just going to pay a premium unless you buy a car early.
Like I don't even think, I'm not even sure that works my experience of buying a ticket in October. That wasn't a big deal.
I would have never told you about that far in advance than October, unless you thought it was a good airfare.
Yeah, I know.
But during Christmas and New Year's, I do believe this year, December 24th and 25th, December 31st and January 1st, right during the middle of Christmas break, because it falls on a Wednesday this year, Christmas and New Year's, we're finding all over the country, even Boston to L.A. or L.A. to New York, coming in around 350, 370 for Christmas. And that's you got to admit, that's a pretty decent fare for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to fly midweek and around the holidays. You want to leave on a Saturday, come back on a Sunday or whatever, you'll play more. But in this case, what we have this weekend or the day, if they go to the bestfares.com and search Doug, or go to your site and find it, because they find it easier. But they go to that.
Go to DougStephan.com. You look in the contributors box, picture of Tom Parsons. Click on that, and you'll get the deals that Tom has put together at Best Fares for the listeners to this program.
But now, here's how it works. Now, with some of them, you leave on a Friday after 7 p.m.
Yeah.
or anytime Saturday, and you must come back the following Monday and Tuesday. Now, what I love about these things, like this week, Doug lives in the Boston area. They got Chicago for $156, Los Angeles for $243, and let's say Los Angeles wasn't on sale, Orange County was for $267. All right, so in this case, it was a family emergency. You had something you had to go to. You should really look at it. Just because your city may not be on sale, there might be a nearby airport. And from Orange County to L.A., yes, it's a little drive for Doug, but if he saves
an hour.
$700,
yeah.
An hour, would you, for $700, if you call me, I'll pick you up for $700.
Thank you.
And if you have three or four people in your family, that can make it or break it if you have to leave at a moment's notice. So this week, there's probably 200, 300 destinations on sale. It's just a good deal if you have to leave with no notice, because those no advance purchase fares, and Doug will be the first one to tell you, can be very pricey. And it's therefore, if you can move your events to the weekend, hopefully it'll be a city on sale, but that's there. Now, the first class fares Doug was talking about, that was probably our most hit one. I mean, we're seeing stuff out of New York City to West Palm Beach, $395 round trip, first class.
Right.
And you get to check three bags, you get more leg room, and I know Doug doesn't take those adult spirits, so when I'm flying with him, I'll just take his, and then, but they're free.
Mm-hmm. Not a bad deal.
No, right, look around the country. It's not everywhere. The transcons are still very expensive, but I live in Dallas, and we have probably 20 cities on sale for under $599.
Yeah.
So it's good.
Cities like that where Americans in charge, there needs to be more competition there in that circumstance.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.